Hey, hi, hello, how you doing? It is Leslie Vivian coming in from a very rainy Oklahoma today. It's kind of dreary. It's the first day of summer, but it is raining like crazy. So it is what it is. So we are going to be talking today about Sam. Sam is going to be your new BFF, okay? So if at any point you get value from this podcast, please, please, please screenshot it, share on Instagram, and tag me. It is at Leslie underscore Vivian underscore. So at Lesley underscore Vivienne underscore. I would love to know who is getting value from these. That would just really make my day. I'm not going to lie. I would like happy dance and everything. All right. So we're going to jump straight into this one. I'm going to warn you, this one's probably going to be a little longer than the other ones because we got a lot to go over and talk about with our buddy Sam, okay? So first things first, S. S is for strategy, all right? So you have to know, why do you want what you want? So money, people say money's a motivator. Money's a motivator. Yeah, people, more money, motivate, whatever, make more money. Okay, cool. But honestly, money isn't really what motivates you. It's what you can accomplish with that money that is what's motivating you, okay? So why do you want what you want? Like, is it a big house? Is it vacations? Is it just time freedom? Like, what do you want? The vision is great, but we have to know why you want it. Like, I need you to sit down with a piece of paper and journal on what it would feel like when you hit those goals. Like, if you made the money you wanted to make, what would it be? What would it look like for you? What would it mean for you? How would you feel if it's that new house? How would you feel walking into that house, right? Like, what would it do for you and your family? So strategy. Also, how are you going to get there? So you know the vision, you know what you want, you know how it'd make you feel, you know you would love it, but how are you going to get there? What are you going to do to get to that vision? The vision is great, but how? And one of my favorite lines is that if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail, okay? So you have to you have to just have the vision, and but you have to have a way to get to the end goal, okay? Because if you don't have a plan, if you don't have any type of like idea on how you're gonna get there, like, then are you just gonna sit in your box the whole time and just be like, man, I hope tomorrow that somebody just like gives me this dope ass house? Because that's not how it works, okay? So S is for strategy. Have the vision. Know what it would feel like hitting that vision, and know how you plan to get there. And I don't mean you have to have step by step every single thing you're going to do every single day, but you have to have some type of like idea and plan on what way you're going to get what you want. Okay. Because if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. All right. The second one is A. All right. So A for action. If you aren't implementing that strategy, then what good does it do to have that strategy? It doesn't do you any good. Like, what's the point of having that plan and strategy if you're not actually going to take action and implement that? Okay? So I have five little quick steps for action for you that has to do with just taking action and beginning action, okay? So the first one is outreach. And that's how many conversations are you having daily, okay? And I don't mean like how many people are you cold messaging saying like, hey, will you buy my stuff? Like, no. Okay. Like, how many conversations are you having? How many relationships are you building? How many new connections are you making? How many follow-ups are you doing? How many reach outs are you doing? How many people are you asking the questions to, right? Okay, because that's very important, because you can feel like, man, I've been messaging people all day. I had to have talked to 100 people, when in reality, you've literally talked to like five people all day. Five people all day is not going to get you where you want to go. Okay, sweetheart? It's not. So the second action step is knowing how many deals you're actually closing from those people. okay, from those conversations. Because you can't manage what you don't measure. And you need to know, like, on average, if I'm talking to this many people, I'm actually closing this many. That gives you some type of, like, base running line to go off of to know, like, what you need to be doing, what goals, like, what numbers you need to be pulling to get where you need to go to get those visions, right? Get to those visions, get to those goals. All right, the third one is referrals. Here's the deal. This actually doesn't happen much. I found that not a lot of people utilize this action step, and it's referrals. Are you asking for referrals? Because you can ask your clients to share their stories. And I don't know about your industry that you're specifically in with your product, but, like, for example, ours, our customers can actually earn free product by sharing their story and having other people come along the journey with them. If your company doesn't, like, have something like that, you can create your own system for that. Like, it doesn't have to be anything big, but, like, if your customer is bringing in 5 referrals, like, every so many referrals, like, gift your customer something, a little bit of product or, like, a gift. Or, you know what my customers love? So my product, I'm not going to make this about my product, but my product is something you drink, okay? Like, you put it in a bottle, you shake it up, you drink it, right? So, like, my customers love getting, like, shaker bottles or, like, any type of bottle that they can tote around with their drinks in, right? So it doesn't have to be anything crazy, but something that, like, hey, they're bringing you in money, they're bringing you in new customers and doing all those things, reward them back. So if your company doesn't offer something, that's something you can think about, is, like, rewarding your customer with how many, like, you get this many referrals from sharing your story. I'll help talk to your people. We'll close them under you or whatever. And then, like, you can earn this from me or from my company or whatever. But are you asking for the referral? Because if they're buying from you, then, like, they trust you and they love you, like you, and all those things, or else they wouldn't have done business with you to begin with. So stop being scared to just ask them if they're open to sharing their story in order to, like, whatever, like, earn something through your company or earn something through you or whatever it is, depending on what product industry you're in, right? But there's that. And then the next one, number 4, is how many of the referrals are being closed. This again goes back to numbers and just, like, managing all the tracking and whatnot. And then the 5th one is feeling a connection, okay? You have to feel a connection. You have to be real. The people I see fail quickly in these businesses are the ones that are literally just trying to be car salesmen and billboards, okay? That's not going to work. People want a real story. People want real life. People want you to have energy and be positive, but still be vulnerable and real and relatable, okay? So having those, sharing your genuine, authentic story and just being open with that, okay? And, like, you can share your bad days without being completely negative, the world sucks, Nancy, okay? Like, share your story. Share how you've gone through whatever personal development that helped pulled you through that hard time, or, like, how you found the silver lining or whatever it is, or that your day was just shitty and you are out for the day. You're going to go take a hot bath and you're going to restart tomorrow. It is okay to be human. You do not have to be perfect, okay? So be real. Make a real connection with people. And that is going to really, really change your business, because people are going to be able to feel like you are a real person and not just some crazy, amazing, awesome, which they're going to think those things too, don't worry. But, like, perfect beyond perfect, like, influencer on social media, okay? You need to be real with them. All right, so that is the A for Sam. And then our last one is M, all right? So this is M for mindset. Personal development is so, so, so vital to your business, okay? Because personal development affects you personally and how you respond to things, how you react to things, how you feel about things, how you talk about yourself, how you talk about others, all those things that have to do around mindset affect your business directly, because however you are doing that day is how much you're putting into your business, okay? So 80% of your success actually comes from your mind, and you have to just straight up own yourself, okay? You have to just definitely be very self-aware, and that's not something that comes easy, okay? I'm 3 years in, and I'm very self-aware normally of when I'm having like self-sabotaging moments. My biggest struggle, to be completely honest right now, is that I'm aware of what I'm doing. I'm just not 100% sure how to fix it. So that's why I love that I have the mentors that I do, because I will shoot them a text message, or I'll be like, hey, I need to schedule a one-on-one coaching call. What do you need me to do to earn that? Like, whatever it is, I will ask for the help, okay? So I have mentors that I go to who have bank accounts that I want. That's another thing. If you're picking a mentor, you need to pick somebody that has the bank account you want, okay? Like, you want to be setting goals, not just like hanging out with your next door neighbor. Like, I mean, you could have a really cool next door neighbor, don't get me wrong, but like, you get what I'm saying there, right? All right, so confidence and certainty in who you are is very, very important. Your entire belief system is what fuels your business. And there's two types of belief systems out there, all right? You have the limiting beliefs and then empowering beliefs. And most of us, I can't like put a percentage on it, but I feel like if I did, it'd be like 70-something% of people. I don't have facts on that. But give me 1 second. I'm going to get a drink real quick. Okay, thank you for that. All right, so I feel like a lot of us live in this very limiting belief system, like probably more than 70%, to be honest. But it's always like, I couldn't do what you did, or I don't have the confidence to do what you do, or I'm not as good as so-and-so, or whatever it is, or I don't have a body like so-and-so, so I can never take pictures like that. Like, I'm going to be honest right now. So I've actually never talked about this with anyone. So when I first started in my company, it is health and wellness. So I feel like that's important to like throw that out there just so you know where this is going. I was 300 plus pounds, and my mentors and the people and my leaders would post these super cute, like full body photos, right? And I was just like, or like these squatting down ones or these jumping ones, and they were so cute and I loved them so much. But I was just like, I could never post a picture like that. Like, all of the photos I posted when I first began were 100% like just my face selfies, and I would cut like half my face out still and all these things, because I just was not comfortable with myself. I did not have the love for myself and all the things that I have now that I've gone through with mindset to get there. So I definitely was in that limiting belief power, but that's just, and that's something I don't know. I felt the need to share that. That wasn't planned, but like, I just need you guys to know, like, I've been there too. Like, y'all may see me posting full body pictures now. Sometimes I'm in my leggings and those crop tops and whatever, but that's not even like a health and wellness thing for physical. That's not because of the way that my body has changed. That's because I've gone through so much mindset and personal development that I have learned to embrace and love myself as it is, and be okay with the fact that I want to change my body to be healthier, but I love myself as I am, okay? So we need to shift ourselves from that limiting belief system over to the empowering, okay? And some ways I choose to personally do that is I practice gratitude daily. If you are like, ooh, gratitude, what? I highly recommend, I don't know the author's name off the top of my list, but I'm sure you can look it up. It is called The Gratitude Diaries, and I'm so far out of all the books I've read, it's the one that has really impacted me the most with mindset. So I highly recommend that one. It's on Amazon for like, I don't even know. I think it was like $7 or something. Okay. So like, it is 100% worth every penny that you have to spend on it to grab that book. And I highly recommend it. But anyways, so gratitude daily, I practice gratitude. I try to find the silver lining in everything. So for example, today, this is just another part of me being human. Here we go, guys. So today I take the kids to school. It's stormy, and me and my kids do gratitude every morning. So my gratitude for that morning on the way to school is I said, I'm thankful, or I'm grateful for these storms because it's cooled the temperatures down so that it's not 100 plus degrees outside. Okay. So, and then a little bit later, I'm sitting at my desk working and our power goes out because of the storms. And instead of being like, man, this sucks. I can't work. I have no internet, blah, blah, blah. I switched it around to a state of gratitude. And I said, cool. So I do photography also, just in case anyone doesn't know. So like, instead of just being like, I can't work my business because I don't have internet, I switched it around and said, cool. I'm grateful that I have this opportunity to really, really dive into my editing to get sessions pushed out and get galleries done without being distracted by social media right now. And I also said I was grateful that the storm cooled things off instead of just making them even muggier and humid, because when the electricity went out, I lost air too. So I was able to just leave the doors open and it was cool in the house and it wasn't hot and I wasn't dying. So just shaking those shifts to change the gratitude daily, and then daily affirmations. I am strong. I am powerful. I am creative. I am whatever it is. I am a six-figure earner. I am whatever you need to say to really change the way you believe in yourself. Okay. Because the belief system is what's keeping you where you are at. All right. So that is SAM, guys. All right. S-A-M, strategy, action, mindset. All right. So I hope you guys got some value. I told you this one would be a little bit longer than the other one. So thanks for bearing in there. I hope this brought you some value. If it did, again, please, please hit that subscribe button. It would make me very, very happy and giddy. And take a screenshot and drop it over on Instagram and tag me at Leslie_Vivian_. That would make my day. I love just knowing that anyone else is benefiting from these. And just, yeah. So I hope you guys have an amazing, amazing, amazing day, whether it's morning, night, or evening, or afternoon, or wherever, whatever it is, wherever you're listening from. I will talk to you guys later.